Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
I'll Be Awake by Igor Skevin, Zagreb, Croatia. It was the beginning of a tumultuous year in the former Yugoslavia. Serbia tried to make Yugoslavia completely her command, or to force Slovenia and Croatia to give Serbia much Croatian territory. In 1990, the Yugoslav People's Army began dismissing Croatian reservists, including me. Shortly after I gave back them my uniform and boots, Croatian police called me and several hundred others. We signed a declaration of loyalty, yet I was able to continue studying mechanical engineering. As I prepared for my exams, a draft came. I was in a dilemma. Should I go or use my studies to withdraw from war? I enlisted thinking I didn't want my grandchildren to lose their homeland. I spent 2 weeks in a small police station, mostly drinking coffee with fellow reservists. In August, they told 30 of us they needed 20 men for a front line. I had become friends with Vojo, a Serb. We raised our hands, they wrote down our names, and we both said, it will be easier with people we know. We soon found ourselves in Sunja village near the river Sava, 80 kilometers southeast from the state capital, Zagreb. Vojo and I were in a foxhole with two other men. 8 daylight hours, Vojo and I were free to sleep or go to the village. One day, after a phone call, he was pale. I asked him how his girlfriend was. Not good, he said. There's a Yugoslav army tank in her backyard. At night, with only assault rifles and not enough ammunition to defend ourselves, we were scared to death. Our enemies had mortars, machine guns, and ammo. When we finished our guard shift, we were often too nervous to sleep in our sleeping bags in the foxhole with other guys taking the shift. Our amateur commanders didn't make us confident, forcing us to dig additional trenches for defense and for deception. We were completely exhausted. Every night we heard battle rattling from Kostjanica, 20 kilometers south. One night explosions suddenly stopped. Vojo said, "Now it's our turn." Next night, fire blazed over the forest near us. The enemy was burning down houses in a nearby village. Enemy men walked through a dry canal in front of us, carrying a lamp above their heads. If we shot at them, that would provoke mortar fire on us the next morning. One night, I was so tired I had visions during every blink of my eyes. I was sitting in a trench behind Vojo. He saw my head swinging downwards and said, "Doze a few minutes. I'll be awake." A couple of days later, we were back in Zagreb. For me, looking into the face of horror was over. That 10 minutes of sleep meant to me, at that time, more than $1 million. 10 years after that night, I am as thankful to Vojo as if he had directly saved my life. Who knows? Maybe he did just by giving me that 10 minutes of sleep.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.